Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and we're learning parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So we said that Tzorchei Rabbim you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, but not always. So Mishnah Vav tells us not always. Ein chofrin kuchin ukvaros b'moed. You're not allowed to dig a kuch, which is a grave in a cemetery, or a tomb, which is an above-ground kind of grave. Meaning, we always think of graves the way we're used to seeing graves, but graves were not traditionally the way we're used to seeing it, just in a flat, open field. It was often dug into the side of mountains, and sometimes there was above-ground burial in tombs and things like this. So the Mishnah is talking about different types of burial areas. Now you find it a lot. Now they're by Har Menuchos and other places, because they're running out of space, so they're building these sort of above-ground structures that are connected to the ground, and maybe have a din of Kvura Bekarka, or likely have a din of Kvura Bekarka, and into the side walls of the mountain, and things like that. They're digging out caves within the mountain, so that people could be buried on the ground of those caves, and in the walls of those caves, and things like that. So anyway, Ein Chofren Kuchen Kvaros Moed. They shouldn't be digging these things on Chol HaMoed, even though it's a Tzorchei Rabbim, because it involves a lot of Tircha. Avon L'chanchen is a Kuchen B'moed. But you're allowed to make small adjustments to it if it needs to be sized properly, because that doesn't involve the same level of tircha. So we've spoken about Tzorchei Rabbim, and we spoke about Dovra Aved as two of the exceptions of Melechas Chol HaMoed. Now there's another exception called Tzorchei HaMoed. Va'osin Nevreches B'moed. You're allowed to make a place to wash your laundry during Chol HaMoed, because you're going to wash clothes that you're going to wear on Yontif, and that doesn't require a Tirchi Yaseira. You're also allowed to do Melechon Chol HaMoed if it's Tzorech HaMeis. Va'aron Im HaMeis B'chotzer. You're allowed to make a coffin in a chotzer where there's a dead body there, and you're allowed to do that if you have to, even if you have to saw the boards from the raw lumber in order to make the coffin, because the dead body's right there and everyone's going to see that obviously you're doing it for the sake of the mace. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Elam Kein Yesh Imo Nesarim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you're not allowed to do that unless there are boards that are with him that are ready before Yom Tov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you take raw lumber, that is a problem, because that involves an excessive amount of tircha. Now, Mishnah Zayin picks up where Mishnah Hay left off. We learned in Mishnah Hay that you're not allowed to do certain things in Chol HaMoed because they'll make you sad and they'll take away from your Simchas Yom Tov. So even some things that are very joyous kinds of activities you're not allowed to do because they might take away from the joy of Yom Tov. Meaning, just like you're not allowed to do sad things that will take away from the joy of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do overwhelmingly joyous things that will make you joyous in them rather than in the joy of the Yom Tov. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed because that also will take away from the joy of the Yom Tov. You'll just be so happy about the actual wedding rather than the joy of the Yom Tov. V'lo miyabmin, and you're not allowed to do yibum mepresha simcha hilo, because that's considered to be a source of joy also to a person. Aval machzir hu eskushaso, but you're allowed to get remarried to a woman that you've previously divorced because that's not a brand new joy, it's just going back to living life the way you always had lived life previously. So that's not considered a brand new joy, and therefore that's okay on Chol HaMoed. Can a woman do malach on Chol HaMoed for self-grooming? Va'osi isha tachshiteha b'moed. A woman is allowed to make her tachshitim on Chol HaMoed. She's allowed to do grooming types of things on Chol HaMoed, cosmetic things. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo sasud mipnei shenivalu. That she's not allowed to use hair removal type of things on her skin because that is a nivel for her. I mean, even though she's going to look better when she takes the paste off, and while she still has that paste on her skin, she's not going to look good, and therefore that's considered a nivel for her. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Vav, we said that you're not allowed to dig graves on Chol HaMoed, but you're allowed to prepare or fix up graves that are already dug. We said that you're allowed to make a pool for laundry on Chol HaMoed, and as far as preparing an aron, Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says even if all you have is raw lumber, but there's a dead body out there in the chatzer, it's obvious that you're doing it for the sake of that body, and therefore it's mutter, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, no, only if you have boards and panels ready to go, but not if you're just working with raw lumber. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said, you're not allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed, whether you're marrying a Basula or an Almana, or you're doing Yibum, because that's a Simcha. However, you're allowed to remarry a woman that you had previously divorced. And then we said a woman is allowed to do cosmetic things on Chol HaMoed, but Rabbi Yehuda says not hair removal products, because while those hair removal products are on, it's going to be a nivel for her. That is from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes.